alongside Greg Cosell of NFL Films. I'm Bo Wolf, and we welcome you back inside the free agency film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com. Today, we take a look, Greg, at the tight end position and the big-name player at tight end entering free agency, Julius Thomas, the man they call Orange Julius. 12 touchdowns each of the last two seasons playing with Peyton Manning. Tell me what Julius Thomas does well.
No better example, Bo, as you see him run a wheel route against a safety here. No better example of how the tight end position has evolved over time in the NFL. He's a receiver. He's not a blocker. There's no concern about his ability to block. The key now with tight ends in the NFL is, can they stretch defenses? Can they run routes? Can they beat safeties? As you saw here, he beat LaRon Landry. That's the number one priority for tight ends in the NFL. And Julius Thomas is a basketball player, a great athlete, and he can run vertical routes and win.
Well, who else is a basketball player and a great athlete and a downfield threat, Greg? That would be Jordan Cameron of the Cleveland Browns. Never played a full season, so he's had his issues staying healthy. But when he is healthy, he can really stretch
and
the field.
And here he's going to run by Lawrence Timmons, one of the most athletic inside linebackers in the NFL. You see him run by him easily. Cameron's key is staying healthy, but he's a player that can win inside like that against linebackers. You can even move him around a little bit. Very good run after catch. Jordan Cameron is a high-level tight end that a lot of people are not aware of.
All right, Greg, moving on from Jordan Cameron, we go to Miami. Charles Clay, very productive under the radar, 127 catches combined over the last two seasons. He's a player you like a lot.
Yeah, he's always been one of my favorite players for some reason in that offense, and I don't know why that's the case. They didn't use him an awful lot. But here he beats a corner, Captain Munnerling. He can get vertical. He can run crossing routes. He can do an awful lot in the passing game. Miami lined him up in numerous places within their offense. And I've always thought Charles Clay, with more targets, more touches, could catch 80 or 90 balls, and he's not quite gotten to that level. But I think he, of the tight ends in this class that are free agents, we know about Thomas. We know about Cameron. They're bigger names, Bo. I think Charles Clay is the most intriguing tight end prospect in this free agent class.
All right, if you talk more about a traditional kind of tight end who can block a little bit as well, you go to Cincinnati, you talk about Jermaine Gresham, the former first-round pick, who has sort of had a plateau of a career.
Yeah.
Never had fewer than 46 catches, never had more than 64, never fewer than 450 yards receiving, never more than 750 yards receiving. You sort of know exactly what you're going to get with Jermaine Gresham.
And to me, Bo, a player that always leaves you wanting a little more. I think his physical traits are really good. Over the years, they've lined him up outside the numbers, and he's run routes, outside-type routes, wide receiver routes. So the talent is there. But to me, you just always feel like with his talent, with his size, and you can see how big a man he is, I've always felt that Jermaine Gresham leaves you wanting more. And it would not surprise me if he's not as coveted on the free agent market as one might expect.
All right, an under-the-radar player who had a semi-breakout season filling in for Jordan Reed in Washington this year was Niles Paul.
Yeah.
From the Washington Redskins.
Yeah, and he was a wide receiver at Nebraska, weighed about 225, 230 pounds, came in the NFL. They made him a tight end. He's had flashes of showing that he could be a very, very good receiver, has lined up sometimes on the outside, predominantly on the line of scrimmage. A very intriguing player. I mentioned Charles Clay. I don't think Niles Paul's quite at that level of player, but he's an interesting player. In the right system, I think he could catch a lot more balls.
All right, finally, Greg, it is sort of slim pickings in terms of free agent tight ends. So let's go to a player who only has 23 career catches from Denver, Virgil Green, who, if you'll remember, was a combine star coming out of the draft. But here he is making a reception down the field from Brock Osweiler. So, it's a big time in the game.
Caught a lot of passes in college from Colin Kaepernick, actually. And I actually liked Virgil Green coming out quite a bit. He sort of morphed in Denver's offense into being the blocking tight end. They always used him in their heavy package when they went to six offensive linemen. So he did not catch a lot of balls. But again, another player that if you sign him, and he won't be a big ticket item.
Sure.
But if you sign him, I think there are some opportunities to use him in the pass game. He's proven he can be a very good run blocker. So he's going to be very team specific.
All right. Well, if you're looking for a tight end, those are the guys who will be on the docket in free agency. For Greg Cosell, I'm Bo Wolf. For the film room here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.